11th one, and it says, may all beings cause the fire of wisdom to blaze. This is the prayer of the Bodhisattva when making the fire. So before, the previous one was on lighting the fire, okay, and that's when you want to exhaust the fuel of the passions, of the defilement. And here you want the fire not just to make the fire, but to blaze the fire, okay? And so you think, may the fire of wisdom blaze. So wisdom is very often the analogy of wisdom with fire, the comparison, because just as fire burns something very completely, or at least most fires should, some leave some residue, but the fire of wisdom we want to be like the wood gasification that we're looking at for the abbey, where it burns everything completely. There's no ashes or residue or anything remaining. And so what the wisdom burns is the afflictive obscurations and also the cognitive obscurations. And so wisdom is developed gradually in stages, starting with the conceptual understanding and the inferential understanding, and then on the path of preparation, then you have the combination of shamatha and vipassana, or serenity and special insight on emptiness. But here it's still the inference. There's still seeing emptiness with the veil of conceptuality, because emptiness doesn't appear directly at that point. And then with the path of seeing, then there's direct non-conceptual perception of emptiness. And then you start removing on that path the acquired obscurations. And then on the path of meditation, you remove stage by stage the innate obscurations. And then on the last path, the path of no more learning, then you're free from the obscurations. So if you're on a hearer or solitary realizer vehicle, then you're eliminating the afflictive obscurations and becoming an arhat. If you're on the bodhisattva vehicle, you're eliminating both the afflictive obscurations and also the cognitive obscurations and becoming a fully enlightened Buddha. And so it's only wisdom that can eradicate the defilements in such a way that they never return. You know, even with full-blown shamatha and going up through the meditative stabilizations, the jhanas, and even into the formless realm, even you're in like very refined states of mind and samadhi all the time, the gross afflictions are only being suppressed so that they can't manifest. They're not being eradicated from the root. So it's only the wisdom that understands emptiness that can do that. And so that's why so many teachings come back again and again and again to, you know, understanding emptiness correctly and realizing it correctly. Okay, so we want the fire of wisdom to blaze, and so that it can burn out all the defilements for the benefit of ourselves and other living beings. And so this is what we want to think when we're making a fire blaze. Okay, so maybe, you know, we don't use fire so much for cooking nowadays, but maybe when your water's boiling, you know, and you're cooking the rice, you could think the fire's blazing, or whatever. In the winter it's easier with the furnace. Watch the fire blaze.